I want to begin where I'm going to end, and that is with that story of the centurion there about just speak the word and I shall be healed. And that kind of reminds me of another story that we have in the scripture where it is announced to Mary that she will be the mother of the Christ child, and she says, be it unto me according to thy word. And so we see in those passages a trust in Christ, a trust in Christ that's related even to what we have on the cover of our bulletin about the fact that he is the healer. And yet he himself knew that those who were listening wouldn't believe, and they would end up accusing him and say, physician, heal yourself. Just like they railed at him when he was on the cross, and he says, if you be the Christ, come down from the cross and save yourself. And so they said, physician, heal thyself. Healing is a part of the work of God for all of his people. And yet, people die. People die all the time, people die every day. One of the things that happened even in our circles, some of you may be connected with this, but in our denomination, really one of the leading figures in our denomination passed away this week. Suddenly, he did have a history of heart ailments, but he was, and we say around here increasingly as people get older, we say he was only 57. And he was only 57, but he passed away. And so what do we do with the fact that people die? That people die. And I think one of the things we do is we remember the fact that Jesus died. He's our healer, and yet he himself died. He's our healer, and yet the Bible proclaims in a number of different places, by his stripes, we are healed. And that word are is important. It means that at the cross, there's provision made, and the provision is a fact that we are healed. In St. Peter's tiny epistle in chapter 2 and verse 24, he says, you were healed. By his stripes, you were healed. A past tense. And those who study scripture, they come up with ways of how do we really assess that. And they refer to that as the prophetic past. I guess a good example of that would be when St. Paul is writing and he says that, you know, we who are called are justified. We are sanctified. We are glorified. I don't know about you guys, but do you feel glorified? I get up and I look in the mirror and I say, wow, really? I'm glorified? The point is this, is that not so much that sanctification has been completed in our lives such that we are indeed glorified, but because of the promises of God, our glorification is a done deal. That's the idea. It's guaranteed. It's a done deal. It's kind of like that illustration that we've used several times here. On that day when our troops landed on the beaches at Normandy, the war was effectively over with. Yeah, there was a working out, and it took another 3 years. But the war was over. It was a done deal. And so by his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you were healed. And yet, people die. I think one of the ways to look at it is to see how theologians have kind of dealt with the idea of baptism, and they are fond of reminding us that, you know, the efficacy of baptism is not tied to the moment of administration. The efficacy, the goodness, is not tied to the moment of administration. We are healed. Even in Hebrews in chapter 11, where there's that chapter about the Faith Hall of Fame there, it says that, you know, not everybody received deliverance. You know, some guys were saved out of the mouth of the lions. But others, it says, obtained a better resurrection. They weren't delivered. They weren't healed. They weren't rescued. But they obtained a better resurrection. And so what do we do with this business of healing here? Well, I think one of the things we do with it is this. When healing does not take place here, we are sure that healing takes place there. When it doesn't take place here, it does take place there. And again, I'll go back to the fact that Jesus died. At 33, there may be one or two here who are younger than 33, but most of us, 33 is quite a space in the rearview mirror. Jesus died at 33. And what do we say about him? He obtained a glorious resurrection. And so for those of us for whom 33 is in the rearview mirror, surely God has been good to us, and God is good to us even unto this day. The centurion in the gospel lesson said, "Only say the word, and I shall be healed." God has said the word. By his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you were healed. And so let us be those who repeat, as Mary said, "Be it unto me according to thy word."